Good morning. Maruti Suzuki's Q4 numbers show margin pressure. Info Edge awaits windfall as Zomato readies to list. NBFCs fear loan defaults, urge central bank to allow one-off debt recast. And Google parent reports record profit but wants to slow down ahead. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. The trade setup on Dalal Street looked strong this morning, with benchmarks looking set to build on an impressive show over the last 2 days. Nifty futures traded in the positive earlier in the day. Other Asian markets looked cautious ahead of the Federal Reserve's policy outcome. Top indices on Wall Street ended flat overnight, while Nasdaq Composite dropped for the first time in 3 days. Bonds weakened and the 10-year US Treasury yields advanced back above 1.6%. In commodities, crude oil and gold traded steady, but palladium hit a record, spurred by persistent supply worries. That said, here's what else is making news. Maruti Suzuki's March quarter earnings showed acute margin pressure on Tuesday. India's top car maker saw its net profit fall 9.7% to 1,166 crore rupees for the fiscal fourth quarter, missing street estimates. That even when net sales increased 33.6% to 22,958 crore rupees. Maruti has been facing margin pressure due to cost inflation, and that has been an overhang on the stock for the last 3 months. RBI's latest order on bank CEO tenure has put three banks in succession planning mode. Long-serving CEOs at DCB Bank, RBL Bank and Federal Bank will now have to focus on this bit after the regulator capped their tenures at 15 years. DCB Bank CEO Murali Natarajan has completed 12 years in the job and got a year's extension this month. Federal Bank CEO Shyam Srinivasan will complete 11 years in September when his second consecutive one-year extension ends. RBL's Vishwavir Ahuja also completes 11 years in June and is awaiting RBI's nod for another three-year term. Info Edge India is awaiting windfall as one of its investee companies, Zomato, is readying to go public. The food delivery aggregator has proposed an initial public offering of fresh issue of equity shares and an offer for sale. Info Edge said in an exchange filing on Tuesday that it plans to sell its stake worth 750 crore rupees through the issue. India's business activity suffered its steepest weekly fall in over a year in the 7 days to the 25th of April, as many states imposed lockdowns to contain the resurgent pandemic, showed a tracker compiled by Japanese brokerage Nomura. However, the real economic impact is seen to be small compared with the first COVID wave, as indicators such as the labor force participation rate, among others, have remained resilient, Nomura said in a report on Tuesday. Alphabet Inc. on Tuesday reported a record profit for the second consecutive quarter and announced a $50 billion share buyback. However, the Google parent firm warned that a surge in usage and ad sales during the pandemic may slow down when people resume in-person activities. And lastly, domestic NBFCs have written to the RBI governor seeking a dispensation for restructuring loans by the shadow banks to small businesses and of loans availed by these lenders. NBFCs have also sought liquidity support as the industry has been hit hard by the second wave of the pandemic. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Private lender Axis Bank on Tuesday beat street expectations by reporting a net profit of 2,677 crore rupees on the back of lower provisions and higher net interest income. SBI said it would consider raising up to $2 billion, which is around 14,942 crore rupees, through bonds in the current financial year. HDFC Asset Management reported a 26% rise in profit after tax to about 316 crore rupees in the March quarter from 250 crore rupees reported for the corresponding period a year ago. 99-year-old Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank is planning an initial public offer of 1,000 to 1,300 crore rupees later this financial year to comply with regulatory requirements. Also, do check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!